Happy Vegas Expansion Day to all of you. I don't know exactly what that means. It means we will find out tonight what their roster is going to be comprised of and who the Predators are going to lose. Back here on 3D, Darren, Derek, and Donick with you every day from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Nick Katsunika from NHL.com, who was nice enough to join us many times throughout this incredible journey the Predators took us on all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. He joins us. He's out in Vegas slumming it out there. Nick, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Did you accept insurance from the dealer or did you decline?
I always decline.
I do too. We were talking.
I haven't had a chance to play much. There's too much hockey news going on.
Yeah, you're working. I understand. But let's talk about something that we were discussing in the first segment. This story that most of us woke up to about Marian Hossa being out for the year, rare skin disorder. Just a strange story. What do you know, or is it just too early to know other than kind of what we've read? But just, man, just sounds like not a lot of fun for him. And he's going to have to already sit out the year, and you wonder at 38, he would be 39, he'd be turning 40 next season if he came back, because I think his birthday's in January. What do you think the future holds for Marian Hossa?
Well, I don't know much more than what you've read, but what I do know is that this isn't the first time this has happened. There's been other players, that have had to stop playing hockey because of this. So it's no joke. I know the medicine, that apparently he was taking can have severe side effects too. So it's not just the skin condition, it's the medication and what that does to your body. So, all I know about Marian Hossa is he's a great player. He's a great professional. He showed, no indication that he was slowing down or wanted to quit this last season. I mean, he had a bounce back year. So I think it's really unfortunate, and, I fear that we've seen the last of him in the NHL.
Mm. So tonight, the unveiling of Vegas's roster, also the awards, a lot going on where you're at out in the desert here tonight. So a lot of eyes here in Nashville will be paying attention to what happens tonight. Let's start with the awards. Obviously, we're very biased, and we're rooting hard for David Poile to be GM of the Year. We think he should. Rightfully so. What do you think?
Well, I think he should be. And I think, you remember, I think GM of the Year is through two rounds. So I don't, I don't think they considered, them getting to the finals. But just the team that he built, in two different ways. One, swinging bold trades. I mean, none bolder than PK Subban. But also building, depth through the organization. You have your Aubergs and your Goudreaus coming up, and that Milwaukee influence in Nashville. There's a lot of credit to the rest of the staff, of course, Paul Fenton and the rest of the executives and scouts. But, David Poile's really built something special in Nashville, and, I think if he is recognized tonight, it'll be well-deserved.
What's your gut feeling on where this is going to go with George McPhee? I saw, I know you were there, holding court. He's been coming out and now talking about it. They're going to get a slew of defensemen. There's a lot of stuff that was being put out there yesterday that seemed like that there was some negotiations with some general managers in the league, a handful that had some travel issues, and so he was still in heavy talks. What's your gut feeling on how many moves we're going to hear about tonight, and do you think the Predators could be involved in any of them? Because we are kind of hearing rumors out there that maybe Toronto is, Vegas is going to pluck James Neal, then flip him to Toronto, the Maple Leafs. We know Mike Babcock and Lou Lamoriello were here during the conference finals. They were in the stands. They were in a box. They were watching the Predators and the Ducks. Does that mean maybe they were eyeing Vatanen? Are they eyeing Neal? What's your gut feeling on all this?
I did see Babcock and Lamoriello in Nashville when I was there, and I believe they were there looking at Anaheim and looking at Ducks defensemen. But obviously they're looking at both teams, so I wouldn't rule anything out. I know David Poile wants to be active, and I give him the benefit of the doubt for all the reasons that I just listed. So I got to think he knows a lot more than we do, but we'll see. I mean, James Neal might be so valuable to the Golden Knights, that they're just, you know, they're going to take him and deal him. We'll just have to see. But I think you're going to see a whole lot of trades tonight and then a whole lot of trades tomorrow, both with the Golden Knights and with other teams. This was an advantageous process for McPhee, and I think he's trying to take full advantage of it, not only to build a team for, his first season, but to, really stockpile draft picks so he can build a contender. He's had, a great ability to kind of, hold auctions all throughout the league, and I think we're going to see the results of that tonight. I think they're going to do very well.
We've been trying to figure out, because in sports, whether it's hockey or in other sports, when expansion happens and a new team comes in, everybody's had a different approach, right? We've seen in the NFL, Carolina and Jacksonville came in together, and Jacksonville took the "we're going to build for the long term and start out with youth and acquire," do it that way, the slower process, where Carolina was much more aggressive, said we want to win. Now we want to hit the ground running. What's your gut feeling being out there, being around McPhee, just talking to people, just when they put this thing together? Do you think it's the hit the ground running approach because they have advantages better than Nashville had in 98 and Columbus and Minnesota had in 2000? Or do you think they're kind of slow roll this thing and just build for the long term and the long haul?
Well, it's a bit of both. I mean, Bill Foley, the owner here, wants to win, and he wants to build a cup contender within a few years. But I think they have the ability to sort of do both, where they can have a pretty competitive team on the ice and also have tons of picks to build through the draft at the same time. I don't think you need to do necessarily either or with the way that they set up the system. So, if you look at the players that are available, there's lots of good ones. And I think, obviously, if you have to pick one of the two, McPhee is all about building through the draft. Like, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it in this league. And I think he has every intention of doing that.
Nick, let's talk about what we're going to see with Vegas this year. It does look like, as you put together all of the mock drafts or whoever you think they're going to end up with, I think McPhee looks like he's going to be pretty successful in putting a team out on the ice that is certainly not going to be overmatched. They're probably not going to be a great team, but they could certainly be what he wants, competitive and interesting. And yet still he's building a lot of assets. If what he kind of let out there yesterday, that they've got at least six deals in place, that's going to be a lot of draft picks. He looks like he's accomplishing both goals, which is probably not very easy.
Right. And I think that's precisely why he wants to do. I'm ready for surprises tonight. Like, I think we're already starting to hear some things being leaked, like Eric Halla signing, and that becoming the Wild's pick, and then the Wild sweetening the pot with a prospect. Like, I thought, Vegas would pick Scandella or Dumba. So I think we got to be careful, judging this before we see the list.
Right.
Because there's been so much wheeling and dealing going on until we get the full picture. It's going to be hard to judge. It's going to be a fun show tonight just to see how this all played out.
Let me circle back to Marian Hossa for a moment, because Shea Weber, of course, signed one of these contracts. And you remember this, Nick, when there were, before the last CBA, there were a lot of these huge long-term deals being signed, 10 years, 15 years. And at the time, the implication was if a guy retired early, you couldn't get out of it. There was going to be a salary cap backload or something like that. I do wonder what the discussions have been behind the scene about Hossa if he can't keep playing. We mentioned his age, and he's still got 4 years remaining on this huge deal he signed with Chicago. So what is your knowledge of what could happen there? Because I'm sure Stan Bowman, who's already in a crunch salary cap-wise, is trying to figure out, if they can – insure it, and he can get relief in the short term, that's good. But if he retires and then he gets hit with the remainder on that contract, that's not good.
Well, he won't retire. I can guarantee you that. I mean, the reason this is controversial is his actual salary back dives starting next season, to where he's only making $1 million each of the next four seasons in real money. So, if the Blackhawks have to pay him $4 million to retire without officially retiring, that's what they're going to do. So then he goes on long-term injured reserve, and they get the cap space, and they just have to pay him $4 million as a, you know, golden parachute.
So that's a pretty good loophole there for the Blackhawks in that scenario.
It's a loophole that's been used before. I mean, Chris Pronger, you know, is a great example of that, where he did not retire. The Flyers even traded him to Arizona. So this is something that's been done before. People aren't happy about it, but, you know, to me, as long as there's a legitimate medical reason, then I have no problem with it.
Another thing, this ties in to maybe what the Blackhawks would be looking at, but there's a lot of discussion about what everybody else is doing as well. And I guess we can't really tackle this in depth until we see who Las Vegas picks. But how would you rate overall, Nick, the free agent class that's out there? Because there are a lot of people here in Nashville, for example, saying, well, if you lose a James Neal, then just go out and let's go find somebody like a TJ Oshie. But it does look like there's a limited amount of guys that are hitting the market, and if that's the case, you know what the prices are going to be. Not very cheap.
You just answered your own question. That's why you don't want to lose guys, because you know, I hear a lot about, well, get rid of this bad contract if we have cap space. Well, that's great, but then what? Like, then you have to use that, you know, money to go chase somebody else, and usually you have to overpay to get them. I mean, it's a market. You know, the high end free agents are limited. You know, the cap is not high, so that restricts it a little bit. But all it takes is one or two teams with space to drive the price up, and there you are. So, a lot of times in free agency, you end up overpaying because you have to win the bidding war, and then you have regrets. So, you know, I think it's a usual year where there's a few big fish, and they're going to get big contracts. And you know, if you look at history, not everybody is happy with their free agents usually.
Okay, Nick, here's the last one. We asked everybody we've had on this week. Let's assume there's no deal between George McPhee and David Poile. Right now, we certainly, if there is one, it's been kept very under wraps. So who would you take if you're George McPhee? Who has the most value to you?
Neil, you know, in a heartbeat. You know, I there's a lot of good forwards exposed. But, I mean, it's hard to find a guy who scores 20 goals at least and can score up to 40. You know, Neil's a scoring winger that has a lot of value. You know, to me, at the absolute worst, I take him, and he starts the year on my team, and then he's a trade deadline flip. And he'll bring a lot of value at the trade deadline. So to me, it's a no-brainer. If there's no deal with Nashville, I'm taking James Neal.
Nick, tell Pete Rose we said hello. I'm sure you'll run into him at a casino.
You know what? I've run into him here before.
I bet you have. Hey, thanks for doing this as always. It's always good to catch up with you. Have fun tonight. We'll be watching from here in Nashville, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right. That is Nick Katsunika, NHL.com. And tonight, the award show starts at 7 o'clock our time on NBC Sports Network. It's slated for 2 hours. And during that award show, Vegas will unveil their roster. So a lot of eyes here in Middle Tennessee on NBC Sports Network tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break, come back with more here of 3D 102.5 The Game.